Environmentalists are celebrating after Governor Andrew Cuomo says there will be no hydrofracking in New York for now, citing inconclusive scientific evidence on the health effects of the gas drilling process. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, says as he examined numerous completed and still ongoing studies on fracking's effects on drinking water, air quality, and other health issues, red flags were raised.
I have identified significant public health risks in the current data, and until the public health red flags are answered by valid evidence through longitudinal long-term studies, prospective analysis, patient surveys with large population pools showing that the risk for impact on public health are avoidable or sufficiently low, I cannot support high-volume hydraulic fracturing in the great state of New York.
He says his decision on whether to endorse high-volume hydraulic fracturing, or HVHF, came down to one key question.
Would I live in a community with HVHF based on the facts I have now? Would I let my child play in the school field nearby, or my family drink the water from the tap, or grow their vegetables in the soil? After looking at the plethora of reports, my answer is no.
Governor Cuomo, who has delayed a decision on fracking for nearly his entire first term in office, had originally supported the gas drilling process as a means of creating jobs in economically troubled upstate areas. Now, Cuomo says the challenge is to figure out what kinds of economic development can be advanced as an alternative.
I get very few people who say to me, I love the idea of fracking. Basically, they say, I have no alternative because there is no other economy for me besides fracking. And that's where I think we should turn. What economy and what can we do in these areas to generate jobs, generate wealth for people who can't pay their mortgage and can't pay their taxes? As an alternative to fracking.
On the same day as the fracking ban was made public, a state board appointed by Cuomo and legislative leaders announced the siting of three new gambling casinos in economically depressed upstate areas. None of the franchises, however, were awarded to locations in the southern tier, which is above much of the Marcellus Shale deposits. Environmental groups who had been planning a huge protest at Governor Cuomo's upcoming State of the State speech were overjoyed. Julia Walsh is with New Yorkers Against Fracking.
We're so thankful to the governor for sticking to his word and listening to the science. This was indeed today a great day for millions of New Yorkers, and this is a ban on fracking.
Supporters of fracking, including Greg Berla with the pro-business group Unshackle Upstate, are dismayed.
From an upstate business perspective, we're extremely disappointed. We think safe and responsible extraction of natural gas presents a tremendous opportunity for upstate New York, specifically the southern tier, to create jobs, create local revenue, create state revenue. And that opportunity was lost for the foreseeable future today.
Cuomo's environmental commissioner says he will in the coming weeks finalize an environmental impact statement that's been delayed for years. It will conclude that hydrofracking will not be permitted in New York State. But Cuomo and his commissioners did not impose a time limit for the fracking ban, leaving the door open to revisit their decision sometime in the future. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.